This is the BBC.
Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily starts now. We give you the last line of a really juicy bit of celebrity gossip. You work out who the story's about and what happened. Why the Saturdays are classic bill splitters. We found the best music reviewer on YouTube. He's amazing. And Innuendo Bingo features Jonas Blue and a very sturdy anorak. Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1. Oh, howdy.
Just finding different ways to say hello, really, because I've been on for a while now and it's hello just doesn't cut it for me anymore, you know?
Auf Wiedersehen.
That's
German.
For
hello, right?
Is it?
Yeah.
I think it's goodbye, actually.
Oh, is it goodbye?
Okay, good. Au revoir and welcome to the show. This is Scott Mills on Radio 1.
Scott Mills. Radio
1. Scott Mills here. Guten Abend was what you were after there.
That was the one.
What you were grasping for. Did you actually do German at school?
German GCSE.
Right, so, but you thought that Auf Wiedersehen was hello. But you did it at GCSE level.
Yeah, but I'm not having to use German every day. So you forget and remember different bits about it, don't you?
Well,
right, okay. How many languages do you know?
What else do you remember then?
What languages did you do at school? Bet you did Latin. Ho.
Ho! Did not do Latin. Didn't do Latin at Crestwood, babes.
What did you do then?
French and Spanish.
Was it?
Yeah, it is.
You can speak French.
Yeah. Oh, I can't, but yeah. But I know what hello is.
Mm.
Bonjour.
Yeah, yeah.
And in Spanish?
Yeah, fine.
Hola.
Fine. And
I know what hello is. How did you do in your GCSE German?
I actually did all right. But you forget.
How?
You just forget some of these things.
What, like hello and goodbye?
Listen, German GCSE doesn't make you fluent at German. It doesn't mean that you're amazing.
That's true. Okay, Rita Ora coming up and also Galantis. And we've got, from Scandinavia, Jonas Blue coming in at 1:45 for Innuendo Bingo. Jonas on the show at 1:45. Didn't we do this before?
This, calling him Jonas thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we had him on the phone before, I think, when he was doing maybe a live lounge.
Mm-hmm.
And went through the whole thing of like, so you're from Scandinavia? Not at all, despite the name. He's from Essex.
Mm.
And he's on at 1:45. His Instagram is giving me life right now. Like, I just want to be him. Like, so many massive crowds he's playing to in Ibiza. And he's getting wet today. What a come down. At 1:45 on Innuendo Bingo.
Scott Mills.
Chris Stark.
I haven't had a tan.
You've had a tan?
I haven't, no.
Have you been tanning without me?
No.
Right, what's happened to your face? Is it jaundice?
I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's just the lights in here. I haven't had a tan.
Mate, have you been tanning without me?
Nah.
Right, there's no shame in it.
How do you think that would work?
There's no shame in it. Just be honest. You're definitely a shade darker than you were yesterday.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Jonas Blue.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I was trying to do a Swedish accent there, but it didn't quite.
I'm sorry we keep saying that you're from Sweden. It's just that because your name's Jonas.
I know.
It's not actually your name, is it?
It's not, no. Right,
okay. It's Guy, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Okay, but I don't want to spoil it because I hate it when I find out that kind of thing.
Yeah, so I know,
it just
annoying.
Spoils it for me because I don't want to hear like, hey, mama, don't stress your man, and be like, oh, that's Guy.
No.
I want it to be Jonas Blue.
And how did you come up with that name?
Well, when I made Fast Car, it was kind of very different to the music that I was making at that time. So it was like, let's rebrand yourself and come up with something different. And at the time, I was playing a lot of house music that was coming out of Scandinavia. So I was like, what's the most Scandinavian name
there
you can
have?
And it
so
was like,
it is kind of.
Kind of, yeah.
So from
was,
there.
Yeah, it was like, what's the most Scandinavian name? So it was like Jonas. And obviously, because I'm... English and from Essex, it's a lot easier if you just change it to Jonas,
right?
And I was like, I can't just keep it as Jonas, I need to have a second part of the name. So I was just like, what's really refreshing? The color blue.
There we go, and there we have it.
So.
That's how it was.
I'm glad you added the blue. Otherwise, could have been mistaken for one of the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, I was with Joe Jonas the other week, and
sure
we had that whole conversation about how, yeah. I'm another Jonas.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie.
It could be his alter ego, couldn't it? Jonas Blue. You like the extreme side of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie. Your Instagram is making me well jealous on a kind of daily basis at the moment. You just living your best life, there in Ibiza a lot.
I tend to do very stupid stuff on my Instagram
and
Snapchat.
Yeah.
It's not good, because when I look back in the morning, I highly regret everything that I put up.
Especially the other night, eh?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what's going on here. So what's... Are we allowed to say? What happened, Scott?
Is it fair to say someone else took control of the phone for a while?
Yeah, that is fair to say. Okay. I was... I had a couple of drinks, mm-hmm. and just decided to give my phone to... people in the club, the couple of people in the club, and they just decided to, just go on my Snapchat and Instagram and start posting stuff. And I looked back in the morning, but that was when I noticed, and it was too late by then.
And who were these people, Jonas?
I don't know.
Couple of girls?
I don't know.
Okay.
Our research into guests is really, really thorough.
Yes, I can tell.
Yeah,
I can tell.
And one of the things that's written down is that you follow Tinder on Twitter. Now, what I was going to say is Scott was explaining that there's actually like a celebrity version of Tinder, isn't there? Why don't you sign up to that?
I should do. But do you know the reason? So the reason I follow them is because we did some thing with them in America where I was actually I had to go on it for a day.
Job.
Yeah. and use it. And so that's why I follow them. But apparently I was told there is this kind of celebrity one. What's wrong with a normal one?
Exactly.
Good point.
Are you on the normal one?
I'm not, but I might get on it.
Okay, give it a go. Or try the celebrity one. You definitely pass the criteria.
I'll do both.
Yeah. So your track, which we're playing a lot on Radio 1, Mama, features the Australian singer William Synge.
That's correct.
Where did you find Synge?
So I found Will a couple of years ago. I discovered him on YouTube, and I think just like everyone, you know, just everyone loved his covers that he was doing. Right. They were kind of really different. I loved the sound of his voice, and just I think as people know from my previous records, I tried to find new talent and new sounds, and you know, Will was just an amazing talent. I was like, I need to get him on a record. And once I'd kind of written Mama, I approached him and just said, you know, would you be up for it? And he was like, yeah, for sure. And, you know, just a massive fan of what he does. So,
yeah, okay. Yeah. And you couldn't bring him today, though, no?
Well, he's in LA.
He's in LA.
Yeah.
Right.
Does he come out to any of your DJ gigs? And when you've got a song like this, is it tricky? Because you must kind of get forced together to a certain extent. Go and have perform it in a lot
of
places.
Do you do when he's not there?
Well, I have a band.
Ah, yeah.
So I have kind of my regular singers that are part of the band. But yeah, he does come to the very kind of big gigs. He will be there making an appearance.
Cool. Okay, so it's your first time on Inula Bingo. The water, have you got a change of clothes?
Yeah.
Have you?
But I've got my raincoat.
Where?
This is a raincoat.
Oh, it is.
Yeah,
it's a snazzy one as well. Someone's doing well.
But what's the deal with the trousers, you know? Because that's always a problem.
It's not really the trousers, it's more my hair.
Oh, yeah, Cos Essex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got a proper quiff going on there, Uranus.
Well, it used to be higher.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm impressed by it. Is it sprayed?
There's a couple of things to it.
Right, okay. So I don't think it's going to move, to be honest. Well, we'll find out in a minute.
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
How's it working out for you with the rain mac over there, Jonas?
Well, I'm doing it. I'm doing it up now. I'm buttoning it up. Okay. I just found some buttons.
Where have you got to be after this?
A studio session.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Or is it like writing the next one, is it?
It's writing the next one. So
who's involved?
Is it Singe again?
It is not Singe. It's with an amazing writer called Jinjin. So,
okay. Another big hit, another surefire hit coming up. Jonas Blue. Can we... You know you just said about Ibiza off air?
Yeah.
Is that a definite invite? Because then I can play this back to you when it record.
Yeah, but we didn't record.
We're just going out on the radio, Chris, now. So,
yeah. No, I thought you meant the initial invite.
So you have invited me to Ibiza, right?
I have, yeah.
Okay, that's awesome.
But you're there anyway, so...
Well, Radio 1 is.
Yeah.
But I'll be there if you're inviting me. Thanks so much.
I am inviting you.
Right, let's play Inula Bingo.
It's time to witness the witness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Jonas Blue on Innuendo Bingo. It's his first time. The water is obviously wet and it's also very cold, so please don't swear. We had a terrible incident once with Hodor from Game of Thrones.
Are you ever on a night out, right, and you just... Maybe you've had a few drinks and you see someone...
This is really bad.
No, and you go like, I'm going to make a song... Do you know what I mean? And know that you're going to make a song with them.
Oh,
and like sample it.
I thought you was going to say, do you know you're going to spit on their face?
Oh no, you probably don't do that very often.
I did it the other night. I was out with my mate and really stupidly I did it. Yeah, I have no idea why.
You just spat on someone?
I just spat on his face.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Obviously with drink, not me just spitting.
Yeah. Right, okay. Here, have you got a compilation out, Jonas?
I do.
That's probably why you're here, isn't it?
That is why I'm here. Yeah. I should probably tell everyone about that.
Not just for the lols. Is it released this week?
It is, yeah. It's called Electronic Nature, The Mix, and it's basically 60 tracks of what I play when I DJ and just kind of compiled it into compilation for everyone, and yeah, it's
I really like
it. I'm going to download that and then play it out as my DJ set.
I was just going to say, does it have one of those fully, is it like fully mixed? Because that would be useful.
Yeah, yeah. It's fully mixed.
Okay, so I just literally press play, right?
Yeah, and there's a couple of new tunes on there as well for like the clubs that I've made. So yeah,
job done.
Amazing. Honestly though, Chris, let's get that.
No, it sounds brilliant.
Right, so here's Inu the Bingo with Jonas Blue. We start with a brand new clip from Five Live Sports Extra. And it's certainly been rich pickings from the cricket in Test Match Special for Inu the Bingo. Test matches can go on for 5 days. Ugh. It's a lot of time to fill on air, isn't it? So no wonder the conversation does wander sometimes.
Maharaj bowls and Dawson comes forward and plays that back up the pitch. Quite an interesting discussion going on with that... question of whether or not the ball flicked to Cox's helmet.
Okay. Come on, guys. That's a good one. God, what do you want from me here? They're talking about the South African batsman Quinton de Kock.
Yeah, that was about that was cricket. Right.
I was question of whether or not the ball flicked to Cox's helmet.
Okay, next, one of our favourites from last week, and it's over to the Classic Car Show on Channel 5. And this man is looking back fondly and remembering one of his absolute favourite cars.
You've driven lots of different cars. Which one was your favourite?
My favourite has to be a 962. It's strange because it's rather like having a wife that you've been with a long time. You don't realise how wonderful she is until you're not in her.
Here we go. We're on.
Did he actually say that?
Yeah.
You weren't expecting that, were you?
He was talking about the car, obviously, because it's the Classic Car Show. But she
I'm
sounded.
I'm so sorry. I've just completely
soaked
him.
That's the game,
Jonas.
That's the game. Get him soaked. Yeah, he was talking about his car, but she sounds like a very enjoyable ride.
Oh, he was talking about the car.
How wonderful she is until you're not in her.
Yes. Back to Test Match Special again. And Jeffrey Boycott. What's his name? Oh. Jeffrey Boycott. That's it. Oh, discussing the performance of England bowler Chris Wood.
Jeez.
Water, please. Right. Now, he was all out of sorts in the last test. But not really a surprise if the South African batsman have employed this tactic.
Whatever it is, something's not clicking, the rhythm is not there, as Henry points out, or the pitch when he's hitting the deck is sucking the life out of his balls.
Oh, I really hope he's recovered in time for the Oval next week.
Oh, that really soaked me.
Yeah. Oh, wait, so try and not go for your hair.
Oh,
it's
mate,
uncommanded.
Can we all stop holding back, please? This is innuendo bingo.
I wasn't holding back. He's absolutely soaked me in completely the wrong area.
Sucking the life out of his balls.
Exactly.
Exactly. Water, please. Okay. Now a classic clip from BBC Radio 2, and it's mid-morning presenter Jeremy Vine. Now, Jeremy covers such a wide range of topics on his show, and it's important to know a lot of information about lots of different things. Here, Jeremy seems to have extensive knowledge of the Netherlands.
In Slough, we've got Joyce Tesch, and you're Dutch as well, Joyce.
I am, yeah. I've been over here for nearly 17 years, though.
You've obviously got a lot of dykes in Holland.
I was all right with that okay. one.
You've obviously got a lot of dykes in Holland.
Another word for a ditch, of course, a dike. Water, please.
Getting wet.
What are you doing? Something floating in there.
Oh.
Anyway, we go on.
On we go. Push him along, Tony. BBC Local Radio now, and it's Sam Fraser from BBC Radio Solent. A lot of BBC Local Radio is all about the talking for hours. They don't play much music. So it's kind of easy to run out of things to say. Although I do really think that Sam here should have checked with her producer before telling this story. I would have done.
There we were, catching up with the old summer holiday news. And while we were having our drink, one of the teachers from the school that our children are at came over and said, "Oh, ladies, how lovely to see you." And said that another of his colleagues was going to meet him. We ended up having a foursome in the garden. It was absolutely lovely.
How lovely. Oh, on the south coast there.
We ended up having a foursome in the garden. It was absolutely lovely.
Water, please. Another new clip now from Five Live. And reporter George Riley is interviewing Tim Henman on Wimbledon Centre Court. Now, as a former British number one, Tim gets unlimited access at Wimbledon, and by the sounds of it, gets to see a lot more than the general public do.
So it's been challenging, but I think the court looks very good. I did take a picture of, Djokovic's hole.
That was a big one.
Whoa.
That was the perfect Tim answer Heron. To that.
I did take a picture of Djokovic's hole.
Oh, you are soaked, Chris.
Soaked my hair.
Dripping right through.
Here we go. Water, please. Next, we're going to Eamon Holmes on Sky News.
Oh, no.
It's a classic.
Oh, no.
What's happened? Is it the crotchal area?
It is, but it's sort of spreading at quite a rate.
No.
I've just spat back into my drink.
Now you can drink it again.
Eamon Holmes on Sky News. Now, Sky is a huge organisation, reporters all over the world, and by the sounds of it, they are willing to do anything to get that story.
Really? I mean, how long did that go on for? Yeah. It felt like decades. Yeah.
Well, let's go to Tom Rayner. He broke this story for us this morning. He's in a man in Jordan.
Come for the same bit.
Tom Rayner there, willing to go all the way to the capital of Jordan, a man.
He broke this story for us this morning. He's in a man in Jordan.
It's just his accent. It's amazing.
One more. Finally, on Jonas Blue, innuendo bingo. MasterChef, one of our favourites. Now, I have eaten in some very fancy restaurants in my time, but I can confirm I've never eaten this before.
Time's up! Stop, please!
How did it go?
I don't know.
That was beautiful!
Sally, huh? Could you bring your poussin up here, please?
just ruined it all down my jacket!
Sally, huh? Could you bring your poussin up here, please?
There we are. That is Innuendo Bingo with Jonas Blue.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks so much for coming in. Would you do it again, would you say?
Yeah. Don't bring skinny jeans.
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
So our listener Dylan sent us this yesterday. The track is called New Rules, and I'm playing it every day for you this week. Dylan's found this amazing reaction video from a guy called Mikey Mix. Mikey Mix TV, it's called, on YouTube. I strongly suggest you check this guy out.
Hey guys, welcome back to Mikey Mix TV. My name is, of course, Mikey, and for today's video, we're going to be reacting to the new video by Dua Lipa entitled New Rules.
He's really sweet, and he looks a bit like you, actually.
Okay, good.
Only about 600 views so far, so go on, give Mikey Mix TV a try. Let's bump those views up. Here's his next bit, here we go.
You know what? 2017 and 2016 have been two of the best years of music since 2008. I am Slade every day.
Yeah, I loved 2008 too, actually, to be fair. I'm Slade every day also.
Reaction videos are absolutely huge, aren't they?
Yeah. He's quite honest as well. That's what I like about Mikey. At the start of the video, he just throws a little bit of shade.
I'm not the biggest fan of Dua Lipa. I've not heard the song. So this is going to be an experience for the both of us.
But as soon as the video starts, completely changes his mind.
I didn't know she was so gorgeous. Oh my god, hello.
And it's good to know that he's worked out what the song is all about as well.
This is about a breakup. The new rules of how to move on from a breakup in today's society. You know what, that's very relevant right now.
Yes, Mikey, yes. He is quite demanding of his songs though.
Oh, see, I wanted more of a beat drop, but you know, it's funky.
But the best bit is when Dua Lipa, in the video, starts to walk across the hotel swimming pool as if by magic.
Yes, walk on water. Hashtag female Jesus.
What a hashtag.
I love him. Yes, Mikey. Hashtag female Jesus.
Tune of the week. BBC Radio 1.
Yes, walk on water. Hashtag female Jesus.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Because of something I've done involving the weather recently, I've got loads of new weather friends and I'm really enjoying it.
Okay.
People that are on TV doing the weather. People that are meteorologists. And it's really cool. I like it. But the thing is, I don't know them that well. So when we do meet up for drinks, obviously the go-to thing, if you're British, to talk about is the weather. And they probably won't want to talk about that because they Well, they probably hate talking about it because they talk about it all the time.
Yeah, exactly. You can't, if you've got nothing to say, go, well, the weather's nice, isn't it? Because then they'll go off on one. They'll be like, well, technically it's... Yeah.
Well, that did happen the other day when I was with Charlie, my new meteorologist
friend. So this
is
your new friend. Yeah,
I've got new increasingly weather friends.
Increasingly mentioned the new weather friends. Hanging out with a more intellectual crowd now, are you?
Weather friends. Yeah, I mean, I don't understand it, but I'm quite obsessed with the weather myself, as you know.
Are you a sort of closet weatherman?
Right. No word of a lie. I was either going to be a DJ or a weatherman.
I thought you said you were going to be a travel agent if you weren't a DJ.
That's if this all goes wrong. Then I'll be a travel agent. Can you imagine me being a rep? You can, can't you?
Oh, yeah.
Hello, welcome to Lumpoly. My name's Scott. Permatan.
Yeah.
Lumpoly, ho.
So tell me, when are you next catching up with the weather crew?
Me and Charlie are going out next week. But as a result of knowing Charlie, my new weather friend, I'm getting all the weather girls and boys following me.
Yeah, but is it...
Because they all know him. Yeah.
Is it all strictly BBC? Or
no.
Is it like Lucy Verasami?
Hello,
like...
Amanda Houston, ITV weather girl. Just started following me. This is amazing. New weather friends.
Scott Mills, BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hiya. Right, it's time for bangers. Hey, Rachel.
Hiya.
You're in Tamworth, near Birmingham.
I am. That's it, yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing really well, thank you. It's my day off.
I hear that you're having the most boring day off ever.
I am, actually, yeah. It could be a lot better, but I've been grocery shopping at my actual place of work, so...
Oh, well, you work in a supermarket and you've just done your big shop.
Yeah, so my life sounds pretty tragic right now.
Can't you... Not be funny, Rachel. Can't you, like, do it while you're at work?
Well, I sort of do put stuff away, but then it's a bit hard to do my whole shop whilst I'm at work. I do usually get caught doing that.
Is it a bit awkward, though, bumping into colleagues, on your day off like that?
Yeah, I kind of, I always wear my sunglasses and I sort of make sure that I don't make much eye contact when I'm in there.
You wear sunglasses in front of your employees in the hope that you won't get recognised?
Pretty much, yeah, I know.
You must be so efficient, though, because you know where everything is.
Yeah, I do. I literally get it done and I'm out of there as quick as I can.
And what does the shop rhyme with? Is it Wesco's or Warrison's? Or?
It rhymes with... it ends with a Y and an S.
Oh, Waynesbury.
That's it, Waynesbury.
Is it a W on it, babe? It's not hard.
Is it one of those big ones?
It is, yeah. It's one of them big ones.
Can you tell me, do they... You know with the bakery there, do they sort of pump in the smell? So it makes you hungry.
It's genuine. Like, there are people there at, 2 o'clock in the morning baking bread just so that the shop smells like bread.
Oh, lush. I bet you know exactly when all the reduced stuff's going to be on as well, when they make that announcement. Everything is reduced. Yeah. Everything is reduced. What time is that exactly?
Yeah. Well, there's different times. Depends how cheap you want it.
I want super cheap.
Yeah, go about 6, then you'll get your cheap stuff.
6 p.m, okay. Noted, Chris. I know you love a bargain.
Are you worried that self-service machines will one day take your job?
No, because let's be honest, they don't work 90% of the time, so...
Yeah, it's so true. I'll be so suspicious, though, watching those things in the corner increasing in numbers.
Yeah, and then my guys are just decreasing in numbers.
One last question. Why is it unexpected to have something in the baggage area?
Yeah, surely it's to be expected.
I would expect it.
This is, the bane of my life, but it's unexpected when people put, they put their handbags down and then they look at me and they're like, oh, your machine doesn't work. And it's like, well, no, you've just put your handbag down.
We were saying this. Me and Chris were in the shop that rhymes with Woots the other day, shopping together for just for some tanning products. He won't admit to that, but we were. And, and we were like, well, what's unexpected about it? Surely it should be expected. You've got to put stuff down there, aren't you?
I would expect it in there.
Yeah, but it's not expected if you haven't, done it properly. I'm guessing maybe it was you guys rather than the machine, but we'll leave it there.
It was our error.
I can see how much it annoys her.
You can hear it, can't you? Here's what I've got for you, Rach.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Hiya. Shoo. The Saturdays and Flo Rida with Higher. That's my choice.
It's a very Scott choice, that. It's good, though. Okay, you can have that today, Rachel. You can have my choice. Which is this banger.
Matt Cardle.
don't say that. It's a little bit of Biffy, Many of Honor. Yeah, not Matt Cardle.
X Factor winner, Matt Cardle.
Okay. Right. There are two pretty strong choices. However, because I have to drive home in a minute and the Saturdays is like my jam in the car, I'm going to have to go with Scott, I think.
Yes, Queen.
Although, if it was like a different time, then maybe Chris, but like right now, I'm going
it's just the way you're feeling. You're not in a many of horror mood right now, are you?
No, I'm not. That's a bit later. If it's raining or something, then maybe. But no, I'm going with the Saturdays.
Love.
Hey, Florida, Frankie, Molly, Una, Vanessa, Rochelle, what you doing Saturday, girl?
What a song, what a song. Saturdays and Flo Rida, Higher on BBC Radio 1. That was my banger, which won today.
Bit of you that as well, isn't
it? I love it. Did I tell you when I went for a Chinese with the Saturdays once? It was a terrible mix-up with the bill. You know that awkward thing where someone, they get the bill and it's like, well, Vanessa's like, well, I didn't have a dessert, so I'm paying less.
But I wouldn't say that was an awkward situation for you, because I get the impression they probably had less of the dinner, no offence, but would have, but I'm saying the bill would have been split a number of ways.
Well, it's just that awkward thing where it takes ages and then someone has to get their phone out and Frankie's got a calculator on her phone out going, well, I had two Cokes, I don't know who had the rest. It was just awkward. Anyway, good times. That was Saturdays and Higher on BBC Radio 1. Do you know what I'm going to choose for my banger, I think, maybe tomorrow? My new friend from the taxi in Stockholm, which I told you about yesterday. My new friend, Lover D, with this track, Injection, because I think it might get picked.
One girl came to my yard feeling feverish that she has some kind of an infection. Her blood pressure was really rising. Her body shake, shake, shaking.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1's
Teen Heroes.
Nearly time for Teen Awards again. In October, on the 22nd, that's a Sunday, we're going to be at the SSE Arena in Wembley with loads of your favourite stars. And, once again, we're doing our Teen Hero Awards. We've got three awards for some really inspiring teens. So if you know one, you need to nominate them. Someone that you think is really brave, someone that's shown incredible courage, someone who inspires others. What we do is we collate all the entries, we read every single one of them that you send us, and then we whittle them all down to three very deserving winners of the Teen Hero Award. So it's basically someone you know that probably doesn't get as much recognition as they should, and they need to be between 12 and 17. If you think they're totally amazing, you're kind of blown away by what they do for other people, or how they've inspired other people, or how they do fundraising, or maybe they've overcome a very difficult time. Someone that kind of always goes the extra mile, you know, and they're kind of unsung hero. We want to sing about them. On stage, they will be with us at the SSE Arena in Wembley, which is an amazing feeling. All of our teen heroes last year, for what they did, got standing ovations.
Yeah. It is one of the best things to see, especially like because we all get to support the teen heroes that are there, and you see the reaction that they get. It's amazing. I think the other good thing about this event as well, from a Radio 1 point of view, it's great to see everyone who works at Radio 1 really getting involved in the whole process of this. Like, yeah. We read loads of the applications, we get involved in the nomination process.
Yeah,
it's cool.
Yeah, like me and you and Greg and Clara were on the panel last year, and Grimmy as well. So We do go through all of them, and then we have a shortlist, and then we decide who are going to get the award. So if you know someone who could be the next teen hero, maybe they're a complete local legend, or maybe, you know, they don't really get any recognition for something brilliant that they do or that they've done. If they're between 12 and 17 and you think they are an incredible person and they deserve this recognition, nominate someone right now. All you've got to do is right there on the Radio 1 homepage, all the terms and conditions available on there as well. Click on the thing that says Teen Hero, part of the Teen Awards. That'll send you to the link. Fill it in and nominate someone right now.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Hate this. Jack's been on saying, talking about splitting the bill.
I always pay whatever. I'm not one to work it out to the last penny like Molly King. Now, I don't know whether it was Molly, to be honest.
Props a Molly thing, though.
Yeah, oh, guys, just split the bill off. I don't think it was her. I think it was.
Okay, it was
why are you saying Molly? Do you think she's thrifty, do you?
I just think she's a bill splitter.
Anyway, Jack says a few months back, me and the lads went out for my birthday and we did the split the bill method. In the end, everyone paid their cut, supposedly paying for mine as well. Bear in mind, it's my birthday. Somehow, I ended up having to pay £70 and had to square the bill up myself on my own birthday. I've had to do that before.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Right, so, you know, during the jobs that we do, we get to hear all of your stories. You know the ones I mean. All the very best celebrity stories we get to hear. Well, I mean, some of them are true, some are not, but we do know some good ones.
Yeah, yeah. And there are a lot of stories that we may have experienced from people that were, say, at Big Weekend or artists, and we've gone out in the evening and maybe over a couple of drinks they've said, like, do you know what I saw on tour? Like,
yeah.
We do hear a lot of these stories, and it's such a shame that we can't always say them on the radio, because often we'll be told these stories and be like, don't, whatever you do, say these stories on the show, is wrong.
Do you remember when we were together and someone told us that amazing story about Taylor Swift?
Yes, that's a classic one. That is a classic story, which it's normally so we're good. Not allowed to say.
Well, I still wouldn't say it, but it's good. Anyway, here's the thing. If me and Chris told you these stories on air, we would definitely get the sack.
Yeah.
We would be fired in an instant. This would be our last show. They'd probably take us straight off air. We wouldn't be even allowed to finish the show. It would be a bin bag and you'd be off. Bin bag of your belongings and a taxi. They wouldn't even get you a taxi, to be honest.
There was even one the other day with Olly Murs, where he said something to us whilst the song was playing and we weren't allowed to then say it. And you even said, you were like, oh, can I say this? And he was like, absolutely not.
Let me check what that story was. What was it? Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Mm. Can't say it, though, can we? We'd probably be sued. Thing is, these stories are so good. So what I'm going to do, we did this last week. I will give you the last line of an amazingly juicy and pretty salacious celebrity story. And then you can fill in the blanks. Just tell me what you think went on and who was involved, yeah. Okay?
And the wonderful thing about this is it's not our fault if you guess it.
No.
If we only give you the very last line of this story. It's not us actually telling you the story.
It's a great story.
But hopefully one of you can figure it out.
Now, this is a story that I've wanted to tell on air for years, and every time I've just stopped myself, but it's so good. So today I'm going to give you the last line.
This is one of these classic ones when we're out and about and someone asks for a story. This is one of your top three, I'd say.
So this was last week's celebrity line, the last bit of the story from last week. It was so bad, Dame Helen Mirren complained about the smell. So that was last week's. Now, this one involves a massive household name. You all know who this person is.
Yep.
In fact, they've probably been on most of the shows here at Radio 1. All you need to do is fill in the blanks and we will read out the best ones. So who do you think this is about and what do you think went on? Okay? Here is the last line of the story. Are you ready?
I'm ready for this, yes.
I mean, I've been nervous before on TV, but I've never done that live on BBC One.
BBC Radio One, Scott Mills.
Some people are getting pretty near it, actually, but it's not Harry Styles on Graham Norton after being asked about the One Direction split. Did a little poo in his pants. I mean, I've been nervous before on TV, but I've never done that live on BBC One. Not true.
So that's not correct.
That's not correct. Didn't happen. Never happened. Any more? 8-1-1-9. There's some more, is there? Yes. Where are they? Oh, I need to refresh. You got it there, Chris?
Well, the problem is some of the suggestions that are coming in are also unreadable, which is obviously a huge... Yeah. A huge problem. Okay. Well, there's some suggesting that Gary Lineker had an incident over Alan Shearer whilst filming Match of the Day. Match of the day.
Just
that's Jamie in Birmingham.
Having an incident sounds worse.
Oh, I was trying to make it sound less worse. Gary, Jamie in Birmingham said Gary Lineker threw up all over Alan Shearer while filming Match of the Day.
I've been nervous poor on TV. I've never done that live on BBC One. That one also not true.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Mills here. Me and Chris said at the start of the year that we would do more things together, different things that don't involve just going to the pub after the show. Hasn't happened.
Well, hasn't happened yet. Sorry.
One of those things was going to be working out together because couples that work out together
stay together.
And that hasn't happened yet. So maybe we start today because the summer mix is a workout mix. To be fair, I've already done my hour of cardio today, but you can join in with me, Chris.
Okay,
I'll do some more for you. Do you spot me?
I will after I've had my Kit Kat.
Okay, good. All right, cool, yep. Just a bit of light lifting, right?
Yeah.
Nothing too strenuous.
Burn off the calories.
Absolutely.
This is
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
We're back tomorrow from 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1, or get your best bits every day here on this podcast. Scott Mills.